I'll share about the New California Times, which was a newspaper that we created in this area. Our Korean leader was Reverend Sung Sang Lee, and he wanted to make a newspaper like the Washington Times, but out here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's when Godwin was here. He was the pastor here. And I had a wholesale flower business in Los Angeles outside the flower market, and I had just taken courses in Photoshop and a page maker and different things. Just got my first Mac computer, and two sisters came into my shop, and they said, it was Era Thompson and Sally Emoto. I don't know if you remember them, but anyway.
Well, Era.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And they said, they asked me if I would like to do the production work for the newspaper, all the graphics,
right,
the whole thing, lay it out. And I had no idea how they knew about me being a graphic artist or wanting to be. I had no experience with the newspaper, and I said, sure, of course. So, you know, it was a monthly newspaper, 40 page. So, and I created the masthead and all the ads and all the stories, the whole layout. Now, so, and we had like Susan Felsenthal. We centered on first Long Beach, and then we kind of moved to Southgate because she had a good foundation in Southgate with the mayor and everyone else. So we set up an office in Southgate, and so we had reporters like Susan and Era and other people. And, Godwin had experience working in newspaper. He worked in Noticias del Mundo in New York and another one, I think. So he had experience running a newspaper, and we would meet and discuss and talk about the stories that would go into it. And we hired one outside reporter. And for him, he always had made up names of who, because he would write many stories, but just so it wouldn't be all one person who wrote all the stories,
right,
he'd had Sid Friday or all these different names as the you know, the byline for his story. No. So I created the masthead and wanted to look like Washington Times. So I combined actually several fonts to make the New California Times masthead. And, you know, it was a great experience. But also I could see how God was working through that. Because after working, we did this for about 5 years. We put out the newspaper for 5 years. I'm the one who brought it to the news, to a press, and then I would look at their blue line printout, check it all over, check for color, do all those things. No. So after, with that experience, then later I got a job in Goleta working on a weekly newspaper for a year and a half, and then I got a job in Ventura working on the main newspaper of Ventura County, Ventura County Star. I was hired as a graphic artist, an advertising artist, making ads. And then after about a year, then I became the supervisor and had 16 artists under me. But all this came about because these two sisters came and said, hey, you want to do the production work for our newspaper?
Amazing.
Yeah. So I have a picture that when Mother was on a tour, she did a new California Times had Father on the front picture. He was above the fold, his father's picture, talking about giving an award with the Washington Times. You know, so Reverend Lee brought a stack of newspapers and Mother signed a bunch of them. So I have one with Mother's signature on my wall. So, yeah.
So what happened to the New California Times?
Well, it lasted 5 years, and that was it.
No, I mean,
we got different Korean leader and different things happened, so it kind of phased out.
Where,